Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program from the Cam Middle School. Sandy Booker is with us here this morning, and it's that time of the year, time to talk about all the great stuff they've been working on in the Cam Greenhouse Project. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jim?
Well, good. It seems like we only get to talk about once a year, but it's always about something positive.
That's right. It's always the fun stuff.
You bet. Let's talk about the Greenhouse Project. Now, I know you've got your sale coming up this week, and maybe we should just throw those hours and times in here real quick before we get too far down the road.
That sounds great. We're going to be open Thursday from 4 to 6, Friday from 3:30 to 5:30, and then if we still have things left, we'll be open Saturday 9 a.m. to noon.
If you still have things left, you've kind of created a monster there, haven't you?
We have, and it's a very positive thing. We're so well supported by our communities, but also communities that are around us.
Yeah, a lot of folks come in each and every year. Why is that? Why do they come down like that? Do they look for good quality?
I think a lot of it is not only the quality, but also they know that they're supporting the students and they're supporting a curriculum. So this is basically our fundraiser to keep this program going every year.
You bet. Well, and I know we talk about this every year, but we want to stress the importance of projects like this because there's so many ways for students to learn in schools these days. We all remember having our nose stuffed in a book all the time, and you know it's productive, but sometimes it's not always that much fun, and it doesn't keep students engaged like you would like it to. You've been a teacher for a long time. You know how difficult it can be to keep students engaged and excited about something. This works.
It's great because of the fact that with the weather that we've had, even though last week wasn't so very, very good, before the weather has been so nice that the kids want to be outside. Even if you're in the greenhouse, you're still, you know, more outside. And, of course, the outdoor classroom is an area that they like to go to. So this is something that's really good for all kids because it's hands-on, and it also hits a lot of the different areas, such as communications, of course, science, mathematics, because they have to deal with money. So it's an all-around curriculum, and it's just wonderful to see the kids kind of blossom and each one find their own talents.
Well, and it's kind of nice, too, because so much of what you're going to do in the work world is going to be sales and marketing related in some way, and there really aren't a lot of ways to get kids experience, even a little experience in sales, marketing, promotions, things like that. But you do it with this.
Yes, we do. And the kids, you know, of course, there's a lot of social media now, which is actually a very good thing because we do have the Cass County Outdoor Classroom page on Facebook. If people want to go on there, we have pictures that the kids have taken, pictures that I have taken, pictures of the silent auction items, pictures of our plants. So that also helps out. And then we have some sixth graders that through their technology project, even though they are not involved with the greenhouse, they chose this as their marketing. So Mr. Fogelman has done a great job. They've created a little video on that page. They've gone up and taped some things and shown the plants that are up there. So they've really done a nice job, too. So it's an all-around project that the sixth graders, those four young ladies, they're getting started kind of early on marketing.
And no doubt. Well, it sounds like this is the type of a project that the kids, even when they're not eligible yet to participate, are looking forward to it.
Yes, they are. It's very good. When I did teach sixth grade science, we went up there with them. Our preschoolers get involved because right now they are planting seeds and have those out in their window in the preschool building. So it's kind of fun to see kids get started and not afraid to get dirty. You know, that's kind of one of those things. Let's get the kids instead of No Child Left Behind. Let's have No Child Left Inside. It's kind of Dean and I, our motto.
Yeah, nothing wrong with getting a little mud under the fingernails once in a while.
That's true.
I want to ask you, though, how many kids are involved in this on a percentage basis that are eligible to do this? Are just about all of them involved in some way?
They are. We have 57 kids in the elective class this year.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. It's hard to do that.
It is, and I think a lot of it is because of the fact that we don't have a textbook. But we do try and teach them things. In fact, we have some of our students that are students on IEPs were just featured in an article by the Department of Education and working at the greenhouse. And so it was a great article on those kids and the things that they have learned.
Well, that's a lot of fun. And that's kind of what it is, too. It's meant to be an educational experience. They do learn a lot, but you also mix fun in there, too. And that really makes a difference for the youngsters.
It does. We get up there. Of course, I've told them that they can't do any of those channels where they can't. The heavy metal, the plants just don't grow well with heavy metal music. You know, I give them a hard time on that. But, yeah, when they get up there, there are some voices definitely under construction when they get to singing and everything else. But there are some very talented young kids when they get up there. But they have their own jobs. The eighth graders are supervisors. The seventh graders work underneath them. And there have been some seventh graders that we've already put in supervisor roles. They've just done such a wonderful job that they've been able to step up already. So I'm looking forward next year to having those students and getting them even more involved with the greenhouse.
Yeah, we all remember in school what a disaster it could be if the teacher was, say, late for class or had to be called out of class for a little bit and the class was largely unsupervised. We all knew how that was going to end. Sometimes you find something that works out for you. You don't necessarily have to have adult supervision all the time if you have the right youngsters involved in leadership.
That's correct. And a lot of them, you know, they're very prideful in what they do, and they know that, you know, a mistake can cost money, which for us, it's not as detrimental as it would be if it was their own business, but yet they understand what happens when you do make a mistake.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you have. We talked hours and days and things. What are folks going to find?
Well, of course, we have our silent auction items again this year. Those have been listed on the Facebook page, and we make a large percentage of our profits off of those simply because those are items that they can bid on in dollar increments. And then we have hanging baskets. We have cut down on the number of hanging baskets this year because last year we sold a lot of them, but we had quite a few left that we had to discount. We have basically more vegetables this year, and for those people that were looking for celebrity tomatoes, we were able to secure some seeds, so we have those. We try to listen to our patrons every year and get what they want. So we have all different kinds of varieties of tomatoes, and we have heirloom tomatoes this year. We have cabbage, eggplant, all kinds of peppers, and our veggies are kind of where we really concentrated more of an effort on this year because we had trouble securing a lot of plug plants for flowers this year, and that's fine. Most people come in for the hanging baskets and the veggies anyway, so kind of a big array there, and if they have any questions, they can sure contact me here at the middle school in Messina at 712-779-2212 or message me on Facebook on the Cass County Outdoor Classroom page. I try to get back to them as soon as I can, but I'll tell you, it's crunch time, and I'm not around my computer very much right now. We're out working in the greenhouse a bunch.
Understood. Very much understood. And you mentioned, you touched on it earlier, you do get a lot of feedback from the customers that come in from all over, and do you make your plans from year to year depending upon what their buying habits are and maybe what they're telling you?
We do. We kind of go off of that, and then a lot of it comes from the fact of what types of seeds do we get. Orchulins has been great there in Atlantica giving us seeds every year. So it's basically what do they give us that we have, and then we try to secure some seeds that maybe people have asked for. The celebrity tomatoes have been something that's been asked for a number of years, and we were finally able to get some of those. Gary Miller gets spring seeds to us from Hy-Vee. So we have to go through there and see what we can use and what we can't. And this year we've tried a little bit of herbs, but we don't have a large selection of those. We just wanted to see how well those went, how well we could grow them, and then basically how well they sell. So we listen to people. We can't always, you know, get it right for everybody, but we sure try.
Yeah, well, it's you've tried and succeeded, it looks like, and sounds like every year from the results that you get out of that. Sandy, a lot of times when youngsters take different types of courses, science classes, whatever, where there are materials involved, there can be small fees that might go along with that. Obviously, there are materials involved here. Do the students have to pay a fee to be involved?
They do not. Everything that we make off of this sale goes right back into the greenhouse account, and we have to be self-sustaining. The school does pay for the water and the electricity, but they don't pay for the propane, so that has to come out of our account. And we wouldn't be able to do that without Randy Doherty and 21st Century Cooperative selling us the propane at their cost. We also have to buy all of our containers and everything from our account. And so the kids don't pay anything. They are welcome to bring something in if they want to, but we sure don't make them pay anything because right now, you know, our big advantage is that we do get enough donations from people to help us out, and we also want some of these kids to take these plants home after our sale is over because that might help out for their family a little bit if they would find a garden spot or some container gardening or something like that. That might help out on their bill because money is tight for a lot of different families, and that's not something that we ever want to not have a student in our class because they couldn't pay the fee. That's not something Dean and I would want.
Well, you're opening up eyes for some of these students. They may never have considered anything like this, but it's not just working the garden. It's agricultural. It's a lot of different things that these students might all of a sudden have their eyes open to that might not have been something they thought of before.
That's correct. You can get a horticulture degree in 2 years. You know, there's so many people that are going out on their own doing some different things with horticulture. We just had two of our former students have graduated with horticulture degrees, and it's just kind of nice to see that maybe, I don't know if we gave them a start or not, but maybe we helped them find something that was of interest to them.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what we look for in these classes, is what can we do that sparks an interest of something for these kids, because not every student wants to go to college, and not every student's going to be a four-year college person. So if we can give them some other avenues, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Excellent. Well, we've benefited the kids all year long. Now it's time to benefit those folks who want to come in and pick up some great stuff. And Sandy, you want to give us those days and times one more time for us?
You bet. Thursday, we will be open from 4 to 6. That's also our art fair, where they can come in and see art projects that the kids have done, what they have done in Mr. Downer's industrial arts class, what they have done in family and consumer science class. So Thursday from 4 to 6 is the greenhouse, and then we will shut down so that people will come and see what the kids have done in other classes. Then Friday we will be open from 3:30 to 5:30, and then Saturday from 9 to noon. And I do have to throw in there that, Jim, basically our greenhouse has had some issues this year, and we've had a lot of things that we've had to replace and repair, and I couldn't do that without the help of Dean Downer. Dean and I put the new exhaust fan in. Jack Bowes, our maintenance man, he's come over and had to help us a number of times. Our furnace has quit. You know, he's on speed dial, and I told him one of these days I'm going to call him with something that isn't wrong so that he can come over and just kind of enjoy things. So, you know, it's one of those things that the whole community supports us, the whole school district supports us, and the staff definitely supports us. So we couldn't do it without everybody.
Who says the small school districts can't be creative?
That's exactly right.
Very good. Well, Sandy, thanks so much for all the good work, and I know the kids appreciate it, and I know the folks that come down there to buy here this week are going to appreciate it very much as well. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you, Jim. You always make it worth my time, because you bring in droves of people when they hear this interview. So we got to thank you a lot, too, for giving us the extra PR.